Morning, we're going to read about an incredible miracle performed by the prophet Elisha. And we'll actually see that it was performed by the Lord through the prophet Elisha. And as we read this story, listen for two things. First, listen for how an amazing woman, a very special woman, treated the prophet Elisha. And then listen for what the Lord, through Elisha, was able to do for her. Now first, I have one question for you before we begin. If you had to guess who Elisha represented in this story, who the prophet Elisha represented, who do you think it would be? Yes?
The Lord.
The Lord. So as we read about Elisha in the story, keep the Lord in mind, because the Lord uses prophets in the Word to represent himself. So listen for what this very special woman did, how she treated Elisha, and then listen for what he did for her. And there was a day that Elisha passed by to Shunem, and a great woman was there, and she took hold of him, that he might eat bread. And it was that as often as he passed by, he would turn aside thither to eat bread. Now if the Lord was passing by your house, do you think it would be a good thing to give him some bread to eat?
Yeah.
Do you think that would be a good thing? That would be a very good thing. And she said to her husband, "Behold now, I know that this man of God is holy, who passes by us continuously. Let us now make a small upper room upon the wall, and let us set for him there a bed, and a table, and a chair, and a lampstand. And it shall be, when he comes to us, he shall turn aside thither." So if you knew the Lord was coming by because you were giving him some bread to eat, wouldn't it be a nice thing also to make a special place for him to stay in your house? Do you think that would be a nice thing to do? I think you're right. Now, how can we do this now? How can we now invite the Lord into our homes like this great Shunammite woman did? Does anyone have any ideas? What? Yes? We can read the Word. We can read the Word like we're doing right now, and that invites the Lord into our house. Yes? Did you have one too? Unlocking the door. By reading the Word, we unlock the door for the Lord, don't we? And He comes right into our house. And we can talk to the Lord when we pray to Him, and we can have family worship. And when we have family worship, we can read the Word together. Or you can read it to your brothers and sisters, or your parents can read it to you. All those ways are ways of bringing the Lord into your home like the Shunammite woman did, because that's really bringing the Lord into your mind in a special place. And there was a day, and he came there and turned aside into the upper room and lay there. So Elisha came into the house and lay there in the special room. And he said to Gehazi, his lad, or his servant, "What is to be done for her?" And Gehazi said, "Indeed, she has no son, and her husband is old." So because they had been so nice to Elisha, Elisha now wanted to know what he could do for her. And he said, "Call her." And he called her, and she stood at the entrance of the room. And he said, "At this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son." And she said, "No, my lord, man of God, do not lie to thy handmaid." And the woman conceived and gave birth to a son at that season, according to the time of life that Elisha had spoken unto her. So you can see, when the Shunammite woman gave bread to Elisha, or gave bread to the Lord, we can think of it that way, and invited him in and made a special place for him, he did an amazing thing for her, didn't he? He gave her a son, even though her husband was old, she said. Now, can you think of any other stories in the Word where the Lord gave people a son or a child where they did not think it was possible? Can you think of any other stories in the Word? Yes?
Zechariah and Elizabeth.
Zechariah and Elizabeth. And who did the Lord give them? Do you remember? Does anybody remember? Yes? It was John. Is that what you were going to say? It was John the Baptist. Was there another idea over here?
Yeah.
Yes? Do you have an idea? How about Abraham and Sarah? Do you remember that? The Lord gave them Isaac. Did you have another idea? How about the Virgin Mary herself? These people who had children all knew that it was only the Lord who could make that possible. And it was the same thing with the Shunammite woman. She knew that the Lord had done something amazing for her because she had given him bread and invited him in. Now, when we invite the Lord into our minds through reading the Word, the Lord can help us in very sad times too. And the next part of the story is a sad time, but we'll see how the Lord helps out this Shunammite woman because she had invited him into her house. And the child grew up, and there was a day that he went out to his father, to the harvesters. And he said unto his father, "My head, my head." And he said unto his servant, "Carry him to his mother." And he carried him and brought him to his mother, and he sat on her knees until noon, and he died. And she went up and laid him down on the bed of the man of God and shut him in and went out. And she came to the man of God to the mountain and took hold of his feet. And she said, "Did I ask a son from my Lord? Did I not say, 'Do not mislead me'?" And Elisha came into the house, and behold, the boy was dead, laid upon the bed. And he came in and closed the door upon the two of them and prayed to Yahuwah. What do you think Elisha is going to do? What miracle do you think the Lord is going to perform through Elisha? Yes? He's going to bring him back to life, because when we let the Lord into our minds through reading his word, he can do amazing things for us. So let's see if you're right. And he went up and lay on the child, and he set his mouth on his mouth, and his eyes on his eyes, and his palms on his palms, and prostrated himself on him. That means he bent over the child. And the flesh of the child became warm. And he returned and walked in the house once hither and once thither. So we can picture Elisha pacing in the house and being patient. And he went up and prostrated himself on him. And the boy sneezed until seven times. And the boy opened his eyes. And he called to Gehazi and said, "Call this Shunammite." And he called her. And she came to him, and he said, "Take up thy son." And she came in and fell on his feet and bowed herself down to the earth, and she took up her son and went out. So from this story, we can learn many things, and we can learn most of all how to treat the Lord in his word. When the word is being read, or when you're discussing a story from the Word at home or at school, think of the Shunammite woman offering the Lord bread and how nice that is and how loving that is. We should treat the Lord and his Word the same way. And we should make a special place for the Lord in our minds when we think about what he teaches us in his Word and when we discuss it. And then the Lord will reside with us. He will be in our minds helping us to make decisions. And then this story also teaches us that when hard times come, because we've invited the Lord in, he will be able to help us. Amen.